Well, to Spain now, where it's been more than a week since Catalonia's disputed independence referendum. Yesterday in Barcelona, the regional capital of Catalonia, hundreds of thousands came out to demonstrate against independence and for the Spanish government, which declared that vote illegal. The vote itself, a week ago, saw violence, Spanish police beating people at the polling stations, trying to stop them from casting ballots. Reporter Lauren Freire is in Barcelona. And Lauren, yesterday we saw Catalonians unfurling Spanish flags. Normally we see them hoisting the flag of Catalonia. So what did this protest yesterday mean?
These protesters that came out yesterday hadn't been mobilized before. Polls have long shown that Catalans are roughly divided 50-50 on the question of independence, though the vast majority of them want the right to vote on the issue. And until now, the big protests here have been in favor of independence. It's just hard to mobilize people in favor of the status quo, you know, Catalans who want to stay in Spain. That's the case already. And it may have taken coming to the brink, I mean, with word of a possible declaration of independence this week to mobilize some of these people. Here is one woman I met in the crowd. Her name is Carmen Torres. She's 67 years old, a civil servant, and she's a Catalan living in the neighboring province of Alicante. And she took the train over to Barcelona for Sunday's protest. And I asked her what she thinks of the separatist leaders in charge of the regional government here.
Sorry, but I don't agree with them. We are in peace. This is a fantastic country. I like to be Catalan. I love to be Catalan, but not in that way.
She says not in that way, meaning she feels Catalan. It's her language and her identity, but she still doesn't want independence. In fact, when I spoke to her, she was staying in Barcelona an extra day to withdraw her money from her Catalan bank. We've already seen big banks and other businesses here announce that they'll relocate out of Catalonia if there is a declaration of independence here.
Yeah. Well, remind us how we got here. People might be wondering, wait a second, why does Catalonia have its own language and its own laws?
So just like many regions of Spain, Catalonia has its own distinct language, its own culture, its own slate of public holidays, just like, incidentally, the neighboring Basque country has its own language and culture. And those languages and cultures were repressed under a nearly 40-year dictatorship of Francisco Franco. He won the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s and went on to rule Spain until his death in 1975. So anybody who's age 42 or older will remember that repression under Franco. But much more recently, Catalonia has become Spain's richest region. And a lot of Catalans feel that they don't want their tax money subsidizing poorer parts of Spain. And those feelings were particularly acute during the economic crisis here, from which Spain is really only now emerging.
So what happens now?
Well, at 6 p.m. local time tomorrow, the Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, will speak to the regional parliament. Last week, he said he would declare independence within days. That was last week. It still hasn't happened. The Catalan president wants to make sure if he does declare independence, it's not ignored, that the region has enough power to make it official and valid. And Spain has vowed to halt that at all costs.
Yeah. And so what's the feeling on the street there? You have this hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating against independence yesterday, but then just the week before, you saw this momentum on the side of independence after images of Spanish police beating voters. Where is the momentum now, and what's the feeling on the street?
Well, people are anxious. I mean, a lot of the people I talked to yesterday said those scenes of police brutality were unfortunate. They condemn that, but it still hasn't changed their base opinion that Catalonia should not be separate from Spain. I mean, there is a little bit of protest fatigue here. There have been massive rallies in the streets almost daily here. There's a sense from people that they want to return to normalcy, no matter what that entails. There's also a sense, though, that there is no easy consensus. I mean, it looked like that, those scenes of police raiding polling stations really galvanized support for independence. But now, with this huge showing yesterday against independence, it's just not clear that there's a consensus among the Catalan people.
Well, and we should note that Barcelona was also just the site of a terrible car attack. So this area has really been buffeted.
There's been a lot of news here, absolutely. I mean, there was an ISIS attack in downtown Barcelona in August. Catalan independence protests, you know, started up quickly after that. In fact, both sides accusing each other of using this terror attack to their advantage. I mean, there were accusations that between the regional police force and the national police force, accusing one another of not keeping the region safe. So, I mean, there's a lot at stake here. Catalonia, if it becomes independent, you know, doesn't have the sort of institutions of an independent country yet. You know, thinking about borders and an army and diplomats and all of those things that would have to be created here.
That's reporter Lauren Frère in Barcelona. Lauren, thanks so much.
You're welcome.